Last night there was a meeting about the possible merger of schools, the possible closing of some schools. Tell me what happened.
Well, it was a very productive meeting. We had a number of parents that showed up to provide us with input and their best thinking and or criticism. But essentially, it was an informational opportunity because they were seeking information. We did not come away thinking that there was a great deal of dissension or support. It was just an informational meeting, and we took the opportunity to be responsive to their questions.
There was some concern from some parents about the consolidation plan that some students may see some slowdowns in their education, some effects there. But student bullying was also brought up. Talk about that.
Well, school bullying, Tony, there's a little age difference, but as long as any of us can remember, in public or private education, bullying has been an issue. And it's something that we as educators take very seriously and work very diligently to control it. And we think in the Lansing School District we do a real decent job. We have put into place a number of programs that are intended to resolve conflicts that occur that may lead to bullying. So we have some alternatives for youngsters and parents, and we stressed that we would continue that with a high level of diligence, and we think that was responsive. It's anybody's guess in terms of whether that satisfied those, making that kind of inquiry. But clearly, regardless, the Lansing School District is about preventative measures as it relates to bullying and any other inappropriate actions on the part of students.
The proposal would be Wood Creek, Dwight Rich. Wood Creek would close and convert Dwight Rich into a kindergarten through eighth grade academy with admission by application. And you like this idea?
I absolutely do. It is working for us. We have some of the most outstanding programs in the state of Michigan through our magnet academies, and we have 11 such programs. All of those programs are admission by application only, and what we have found is that the climate and the culture in those programs are greatly improved, because you have young people and supported parents that want their youngsters to participate in those kind of programs. And additionally, there is a great deal of emphasis on the themes and the quality of those programs. And we think this model has the potential to be replicated in our other middle schools.
Well, you've got two challenges. You're going to talk about segregation, I would imagine. You've got these older students with these younger students. How do you respond to dealing with that?
We do it now. That is a part of our culture in every building. If you go into an elementary building, you have pre-K through perhaps grade 2 on one side of the facility. You have grades 3 through 5 on the other. So that is not a new concept. That is true in every one of our buildings that we operate now at the elementary level.
What about those people who don't get in? They're going to be upset.
they have a second option and a third option. When they apply, they give us three options. And in the past, we've been very successful granting them one of their three options.
And then the teacher are concerned about reshuffling, and they think that will hinder their efforts. How do you respond to that?
When you close those facilities, those teachers are displaced from the site that's closed, but they are a part of the staffing process in the new facility. So absent people that don't want to continue, then you're essentially going to have the overwhelming majority of staff in those two programs stay in place.
All right. We're talking with T.C. Wallace, the superintendent of the Lansing School District. Finally, T.C., last question I have for you. There is a state report out that says that many high school students upon graduation are not college ready. What do you think about that report?
Well, we're taking a look at that, and when we look at the data, the percentages don't add up to us. We're trying to gather more information. As a quick example, it may indicate that 6.1% of our graduates are college ready, but when you look at the breakdown in each of the core areas, those percentages are significantly higher. So we're at a loss to determine at this stage how they derive at such a low percentage of students that were not college ready. So we'll have more on that later.
All right, Mr. Wallace, thanks so much as always for your time. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, Tony.